With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Officials of the Israeli military are now ordering more areas in and around Gaza's second largest city, Khan Yunis, to evacuate as the IDF shifts its offensive to the southern half of the territory where many Hamas leaders are in hiding. Heavy bombardments were reported overnight and into the early morning hours around Khan Yunis and Rafah, as well as parts of the north that had been the focus of Israel's blistering counterattack. A ballot writing campaign for Joe Biden is underway in New Hampshire. Why? White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the answer.
Even though President Biden is the incumbent, the write-in campaign is being organized because his name will not be on New Hampshire's primary ballot. That's because the president pushed for South Carolina to be the first in the nation primary. So Democrats are organizing a low-budget write-in campaign aimed at preventing an embarrassing showing for the president that might fuel concerns about the strength of his re-election bid. Greg Clugston reporting.
European regulators say Amazon's planned acquisition of robot vacuum maker iRobot could harm competition.
The European Commission, the European Union's top antitrust enforcer, says it has informed Amazon of its preliminary view regarding the deal following an investigation that began in July. Regulators have raised concerns that the buyout may hinder iRobot's rivals from effectively competing on Amazon's marketplace. They say Amazon is an important platform for sales of robot vacuum cleaners in France, Germany, Italy, and Spain.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Philippines president is blaming what he calls foreign terrorists for a bomb blast today that killed four people, wounding dozens of other Catholic worshipers in the south, and sparking a security alarm that included the capital of Manila. This is SRN News. Dictionary company Merriam-Webster has released a list of words that were the most searched by Americans in 2023. One of them was dead name, a word that has been coined by transgender activists. Merriam-Webster defines a dead name as, quote, the name that a transgender person was given at birth and no longer uses upon transitioning. The growing popularity of the word is seen as an indication of how transgenderism is establishing itself in American culture, particularly on college campuses. Accusations of dead naming are often used to punish opponents of transgenderism. An organization that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany reports a drastic increase in incidents ever since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The RIAS group says it has recorded nearly 1,000 anti-Semitic incidents. It's an average of 29 per day, an increase of 320% over the same period last year. This is SRN News. Philadelphia's city council has passed legislation to ban ski masks in some public places.
Supporters of the measure say it will increase public safety amid high violent crime, but opponents argue it will unfairly target people without proof of any wrongdoing. The legislation passed on Thursday with a 13-2 vote. It now goes to Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney. The measure would ban ski masks in public places like schools, recreation centers, parks, city-owned buildings, and on public transportation. It would impose a $250 fine against anyone who violates it. Keith Peters reporting.
One of these three teams will not make the college football playoff, and the draw is announced later today. Alabama, Florida State, and Texas, whoever's left out, will have every right to be angry. And in the case of two, their absence in the CFP would be unprecedented. Good news, folks. There'll be more playoff berths next year. This is SRN News.